5, scene 1, Philippi, the war camp of Antonio and Octavia. Enter Antonio and Octavius.
Now, Antoni, our hopes are answered. You said the enemy would not come down, but the hills and upper regions, it proves not so. Their battles are at hand.
With fearful bravery, thinking by his face to fasten in our thoughts that they have courage, but 'tis not so.
And enter two soldier messengers.
Prepare you, generals. The enemy comes on in gallant show.
Their bloody side of battle is hung out, and something to be done immediately.
There is a sound of marching and drums beating. Enter Brutus, Cassius, and Lucius. They are flanked by two soldiers. Antony, aside to Octavius.
Octavius, make forth. The generals would have some words.
Words before blows, Antony? Is it so?
Not that we love words better, Brutus, as you do.
But words are better than bad strokes, Octavius.
In your bad strokes, Brutus, you give good words. Witness the hole you made in Caesar's heart. Crying, long live, hail Caesar!
Antony, the posture of your blows are yet unknown. Before your words, they rob the hive bees and leave them honeyless.
And soundless, too. For you have stolen their buzzing, Antony, and very wisely threat before you sting.
Villains, you did not so. When your vile daggers hacked one another in the sides of Caesar, you showed your teeth like apes and fawned like hounds. Oh, you flatterers.
Cassius on the verge of attacking.
Flatter!
Come the cause. If arguing make us sweat, the proof of it will turn redder drops. Look.
He draws his weapons, and the others follow suit.
I draw a sword against conspirators. When think you that the sword goes up again? Never. Till Caesar's 33 wounds will be avenged, or till another Caesar have added slaughter to the sword of traitors.
Cassius rises his weapon above his head.
The storm is up. All is on hazard.
Exit Octavius, Antony, and their army. Cassius turns to Brutus.
Brutus, this is my birthday. Give me thy hand.
They take hands.
If we do lose this battle, then this is the very last time we shall speak together.
This same day must end that work the Ides of March begun, and whether we shall meet again, I know not. Therefore, our everlasting farewell take. And forever, farewell, Cassius.
They embrace.
If we do meet again, why, we shall smile. If not, why then, this parting was well made.
Forever and ever, farewell, Brutus. If we do meet again, we'll smile indeed. If not, 'tis true, this parting was well made.
Why then, lead on. Oh, that a man might know the end of this day's business ere it come. But it suffices that the day will end, and then the end is known. Away!
Battlefield. There are explosions of men screaming, yelling, shouting, feet marching, horses' hooves running, trumpets, drums. Cassius enters, dirty, battered, limping. He gazes horrified out among his soldiers. He has seen his army being slaughtered before his eyes.
The forces of Antony and Octavius have overpowered us. Far too many of our men lie dead on the bloody ground. I have no more fight left in me. Oh, coward that I am to live so long! Come hither!
He draws his blade.
Good sword that ran through Caesar's bowels. Search this bosom!
He runs his blade through himself.
Caesar, thou art revenged! Even with the sword that killed thee!
He dies. Enter Brutus and Lucius, running in. They are dirtied as well and out of breath.
He is slain!
Oh, Julius Caesar, thou art mighty yet. Thy spirit walks abroad and turns our swords in our own proper entrails.
He kneels down beside the body. Trumpets and drums sound and enters Caesar's ghost, unseen by Brutus. Brutus says goodbye to Cassius, his best friend.
The last of all the Romans, fare thee well. It is impossible that ever Rome should breed thy fellow. I owe more tears to this dead man than you shall see me pay. I shall find time, Cassius. I shall find time.
Brutus rises and notices the ghost.
The ghost of Caesar hath appeared unto me here in the Philippi fields. I know my hour is come.
The ghost nods his head.
Not so, my lord.
Nay, I am sure it is, Lucius. Thou seest the world, Lucius, how it goes. Our enemies have beat us to the pit. I prithee.
He draws his blade.
Hold thou my sword, whilst I run on it.
That's not an office of for a friend, my lord. Fly, my lord. There is no tarrying here.
Farewell to you, Lucius. My heart doth joy that yet in all my life I found no man, but he was true to me. I shall have glory by this losing day, more than Octavius and Mark Antony by this vile conquest shall attain unto. So fare you well at once, my bones would rest. Have but labored to attain this hour.
Give me your hand. Fare you well, my lord.
Farewell, good Lucius.
He runs onto his sword and looks at Caesar's ghost.
Caesar, now be still. I killed not thee with half so good a will.
He dies. The sound of trumpets. Enter Octavius, Antony, and his soldiers. A couple of them quickly seize Lucius.
What man is that?
My master.
So Brutus should be found.
All that served Brutus, I will entertain them.
He motions for the soldiers to unhand Lucius, and they do so.
How died your master?
I held the sword, and he did run on it.
Antony kneels before Brutus's body.
This was the noblest Roman of them all. All the conspirators say, save only he, did that they did in envy of great Caesar. He only, in general honest thought and common good to all, made one of them his life was gentle, and the elements. So he'd mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, this was a man.
According to his virtue, let us treat him with all respect and rite of burial.
He speaks to all of his troops.
So call the field to rest and let's away. Depart the glories of this happy day.
The sky turns red, and Caesar's ghost appears.
Beware the Ides of March.
This was a drama notebook one-hour play of Julius Caesar by William Shakespeare, adapted by Orion Bradshaw. Narrators were Gretchen Schley, Laura Jones, Brutus, Andrew Smiley, Cassius, Gareth Davies, Julius Caesar, and Sienna the Poet, Perry Schley, Casca and Marulus, Kevin Jones, Decius and Flavius, Sam Robinson, Mark Antony and Trebonius, Tom Hawk, Metellus Cimber, Sienna the Conspirator, Octavius Caesar, Ken, Lucius, Liam Jones, Portia, Swan Liu, Calpurnia, Laura Jones, Citizens, Gretchen Schley, Liam Jones, Kevin Jones, Sam Robinson, Soothsayers, Gretchen Schley, Laura Jones, Megan Jones, Liam Jones, and Caitlin Jones. Music and sound provided by freesound.org, bensound.com, festloonstudio.com, and Mixkit. We hope you enjoy this production.